And now for some letters. Evening News readers responded rapidly to the story about charges at Norfolk recycling sites. Nev said, "Cycling around in the countryside is very noticeable that there has been a large increase in fly tipping, and that is probably only the tip of the iceberg, as there has also been a huge increase where there are recycling units, such as those on supermarket car parks, where everything is being dumped."
Comfortably Numb added, "If the county councillors are to gain any credibility at all, they should cancel these charges."
Eric Bloom said, "Things are so much better in Spain. We lived in Spain for 13 years, where their local property tax was a quarter of what we pay here in council tax. Big waste containers on the street which were emptied overnight and washed regularly, recycling points in each neighbourhood for glass, plastic, paper, etc., and a superb recycling centre on the outskirts of town, which took literally everything else, even old X-ray film. Couldn't believe how this country has changed in 13 years."
Well, I'd like to know how to put DIY waste in a sofa, but Rodney Hoffman wrote, "Did you read the other story stating that the charge for home collections of larger items are about to increase, as it's cheaper to dispose of DIY waste if you place it in an old fridge or inside a sofa? You'll never win with councils, no matter who's running them, Tory or Labour."
BB33GTR saw the good side of fly tipping. "Charges do have a positive side. Got two lovely part-worn tyres for my Vauxhall from a large pile of about 200 odd dumped in a ditch just round the corner."
And Norfolk Discussion described the confusion that arose at the recycling point. "If there's any sense at all in these people, they'll either scrap or suspend these charges. If they eventually want to introduce charges, then there needs to be some proper rules to it and not the confusion there is now. I took some rubbish to the dump and was asked how many litres it was. I said, I don't know. So the guy said, I'll just have a guess at it. Couldn't they weigh it? Any savings they thought they would make are going to go in costs for clearing up fly tipping. So why are they the only ones who never thought that this would happen? For once, we ask that you all vote sensibly and in favour of scrapping or suspending these charges."